Anti-poverty activists from all over Australia gathered in Adelaide on Friday and Saturday for a two-day conference called Stand Up, Speak Out. This event was uniquely grassroots in that it was run by the homeless, the struggling, single mothers and those not coping with having their income quarantined. They all had their say, and the experts were invited along to talk about where the solutions might lie. Annie Hastwell was there for The Wire.
The cake was small and rather dilapidated. No chance of feeding the crowd gathered on the weekend at the largest grassroots poverty event to be held in Australia. It was a mock 21st birthday for the New Start allowance, 21 years since it was last raised. In that time, the cost of a weekly grocery shop has increased almost five times, making life pretty impossible for people like Kat Lee.
I get $575 a fortnight. Out of that, $540 goes on rent.
Kat gets an extra $400 family payment for her 17-year-old son. That has to cover all the rest of her bills, including medical costs for his eyesight problems and food.
I don't eat three meals a day. I only eat once every two or three days because cost of food is just astronomical, so I've got to support a lad that's growing and eating constantly. His food and him come first. We don't have treats. Yeah, we live pretty basic.
When you look around you in Adelaide, you know, there's a lot of people obviously with money to spend and out there spending it. Do you feel as though you live in a two-speed society?
Oh, yes, definitely. And unfortunately, it's the lowest speed that are out of the picture and totally ignored.
How does that feel?
Devastating, actually, because your self-confidence, your self-worth disappears. You feel like you're a burden. You feel like you don't belong. You become very isolated, not wanting to go out in public.
But poverty and homelessness are going public, with events like this and the rise of other organised groups around Australia, like the Homeless Persons Union of Victoria. They run a food kitchen in busy central Melbourne. The union's Joel Bynan.
It's run by people who are experiencing homelessness. It negotiates a contract with, say, a market to get end of food stock. We share our skills and knowledge. So it's not just about food. We engage each other. There's dignity. It's a shift away from being isolated. And it's also a counter-narrative to that mainstream media, a current affair narrative that sort of describes people and vilifies people who are experiencing homelessness.
So describe what a night or a day is like serving people food.
It's an open public space, it's city square, so it's right there, it's not hidden down some back lane somewhere where, you know, I'm pretty sure state would prefer it to be. And the reason it's there is because we want to demonstrate that people who are experiencing homelessness can organise, that they are humans, that there is a problem with homelessness in our first world country, and it's not to be swept under the rug. We need everybody who comes past this city square, tens of thousands of people every day, to bear witness to the fact that such inequality and poverty exist here in Australia.
Is that the reaction that you get from passers-by?
You've got your people who are contentious. You've got your people who want to give a nana hug. You got your people go, yeah, that's a great idea, I'm going to come along. And that's what we're seeing. People come along, they participate, they bring something to the table. We celebrate that because it's about us sharing and meeting our needs in an enriching way, but in a way that's not based on hierarchy.
Economist John Spear from the Australian Workplace Innovation and Social Research Centre was also at the weekend's event. He says the rise of groups like the Anti-Poverty Network is a sign of the times.
Well, I haven't really seen this since the 1980s, actually, when we had a terrible recession, high interest rates, and there was a very well-organised group of unemployed people and underemployed people and NGOs who came together and made their views very strongly felt. And I think that's very important at the moment here in South Australia, that that people get together and they talk about their lived experiences and they also talk about what can we do about it.
South Australia is staring down the barrel at a potential unemployment rate of as high as 10% as more industries are lost, and some other states aren't far behind. John Spear says a jobs and infrastructure package is essential to turn things around.
Construction has the highest economic multiplier effect of any industry, so it generates jobs right down to the corner shop. So that is what we need in the short term, because that will create the jobs that people need.
Meanwhile, with a 10-year wait for housing in Victoria alone, Joel Bynum says the government's tough love approach to the welfare budget is having tragic consequences.
$477 million was ripped out of the budget for people experiencing homelessness in Melbourne. In that time, my mate Mouse got stabbed to death. A couple died in a car because their gas heater gave them carbon monoxide poisoning. Two people died from hypothermia living in the city, living on the streets. I could go on, there's a lot of people who are dead. Okay, because that funding wasn't there as a part of the social safety net. It wasn't there to provide them the support that they needed. I lay blame directly at the feet of government for that. Those deaths were avoidable.
Joel Bynum from the Victorian Homelessness Union, ending that report by Annie Hastwell.